Intervju Radija Študent.
Danes v Ereš intervjuju gostimo Johna Barbo, a.k.a. Nicole Kidman. Gre za glasbenega posebneža iz Los Angelesa, katerega album boste poslušali kasneje v tolpi bumov. Johnova glasba se upira kategorizaciji in niha nekje med DIY kant avtorstvom, poceni elektroniko in lo-fi indie rockom. Vse skupaj pa zaznamujeta značilen Johnov vokal in skrajna iskrenost njegovih pesmi, dve značilnosti, ki močno spominjata na ustvarjalnost Daniela Johnstona. Poslušamo torej intervju z Johnom Barbo, ki ga je pripravil David Verbuč.
So yeah, it was a great show yesterday, yeah. Okay. How did you like the response, like, of the people, yeah?
No, I thought it was really good. There was quite a bit of people there.
Yeah.
They all seemed to like it.
Yeah, I think also, yeah. They were kind of... How is... Oh, what?
Overall, it was just a really intimate show, too. I think that really worked, because it was... That's what I do, requires a lot of, like, it requires people to quiet down a bit just because they do the acoustic stuff. So, but last night's show was pretty intimate with like O'Foot and then with Kevin Greenspan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like people quieted down for their sets, so I felt good.
Yeah,
because like, people were more willing to quiet down for me too.
Yeah, that was true. Yeah, yeah. They were not rowdy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So, do you often? Do you usually play at house shows, or do you also perform at other kinds of venues?
I perform at like small venues and house shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a space in Los Angeles called Pear Space Pear Space. Called spelled P-E-H-R Space.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably like my favorite place to play.
Uh-huh.
But there's also like a lot of house spaces. Then that I like to play at, and then on tour though, I like to play house spaces most when I'm on tour.
And how are the reactions elsewhere in house shows, or I don't know.
It varies. Mm-hmm. But I mean at the house spaces they usually understand that they're for something a little like, different, not like a rock band or something
mm-hmm.
that like a lot of people would attend venues for, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually a little better for me.
Mm-hmm. So you usually get positive responses?
Yeah, at house shows.
Did you anytime get any bad ones or no?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of like heckling. People like people just like one time last time or like two times, I don't know, a year and a half ago,
uh-huh.
2 years ago, when I was in Davis. This guy said like, what is this like a comedy act?
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was getting a little emotional, and then I guess he thought I was just going, I don't know what he thought, but everybody else seemed to be all right with it. But after he said that was a little rough. And then,
Is that why you wrote that song about comedy? You also mentioned
that one's about like relationships.
Uh-huh,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
But But
yeah, what did you want to say? I interrupted you.
Oh no, nothing. I just I don't always get like the best responses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But not too many people are. Well, some people are into it, and some people just don't really understand what I'm doing. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really simple.
I think the people might be confusing because it's really sincere. Like.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have problems at the beginning? You know, like, is it too sincere? Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Like in the. For my, it was really rough, mostly on me, but people, like, it turned into a thing that felt like where people were just coming down to watch me like just completely fall apart.
Oh yeah.
In the beginning, just because it was just like really really, it was really awkward. It was really weird.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing music. I was really 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 sincere, and to a point where it kind of like hurt.
Yeah.
And. I don't know. I'm trying to make it a bit more broad nowadays.
Uh-huh. And you also probably got a little thicker skin for...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I think from last time I saw you in Davis, like 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Until now, I think you're getting more self-conscious about this also.
Yeah. Which one did you see me with?
N Street?
Uh-huh.
I forgot the other bands.
Yeah.
Do you think
it was like Pregnant or...
You were playing with the guy who is also on your split CD.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was that one's really fun. I think I think
that was a good show actually. Yeah,
that one was with Kevin and I think Pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That one was really fun.
Yeah.
But that was fun one.
At that time, we were mostly singing to about one girl, right? I remember.
Yeah.
It's now still the case.
No,
are you still singing about that girl, or...?
No, that one was... Some of it got a little weird. It's... Some of it's still about that girl, and some
uh-huh.
of it's about this other girl.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I sing about a lot of different girls just to really push, like, emotions and stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And a lot of it's also me not necessarily writing about one girl, but more like a relationship that I see happening or just
other relationships
mm-hmm. too. Like it's all basic. Like love songs.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are my own stories and some of them are just like from what I see.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's all real though. I'm not making them up real.
Mm-hmm. So how come you're specializing on love? What's the album's name?
All these songs are about love.
All these songs are about love, yeah.
No, that was a bit of a joke, just because we were, my friend.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right?
Yeah.
My friend, we were trying to figure out what to call the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we were trying to figure out, like, what the theme of the song was, of the album was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we were going by each song, we were like, all right, this one's about, like, you know, this one's about love, and then this one's about, like, confidence, and then this one's about, you know, love again. And then
yeah.
we were like, all right, this one's about, you know, I don't know, self-esteem and also like feeling, you know, like hate or something. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're just going down the list of like what all these songs are about. And at the end, like you're like, all right, this one's about love, and then this one's about love too, and then this one's about love. This was like, why don't you just call it all these songs are about love?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we just call it that.
It's a great title, yeah.
Yeah, but it's sort of a joke, but it's I like it. But it's true. It's true. All of them are about. Especially this album, good 90% of it are about a certain thing, so it made sense for all of them to tie together and
yeah.
call that.
Mm-hmm. And is this your label?
Yeah. Just,
your Warmth, or?
Yeah, I just started that like right before.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I left on this tour, just to call it something,
just
so it's not just like a CDR and nothing. And
mm-hmm.
then, but I'm gonna try and start releasing stuff like next year. Like my friends' bands and stuff, and then like my friend Tristan, he has like a pop punk band in Arizona called Bangarang,
uh-huh.
and their music's just like really catchy. So
uh-huh.
so I'm gonna try and release them next, and then
good.
This band BYO Death, which they released an EP or a CD on our tape on Kevin
uh-huh.
Kevin's label, and I'm gonna try and release their second
mm-hmm.
album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something I'm just doing just to
yeah
to help out.
So I see you get a lot of help from your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Is this like a collective?
No, it's not a collective. We're just friends. Like, just friends.
So how many musicians are involved in your?
Oh, a lot. I mean, like, it is like a whole like little family. Like uh-huh. Kevin's involved in like. There's this place called like Women out in Los Angeles. It's like a venue, a house venue.
Uh-huh. Regular, yeah. I mean, a private house or the regular venue?
It's like a regular house, mm-hmm. but that place like helps me out a lot too.
Uh-huh.
Like Empire Space helps me out a lot. It just like there's a lot of musicians that just kind of like all come out on the same nights, you know, so we all see each other and we all hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're not doing shows, we hang out with each other. So
mm-hmm.
it's a great, great family to be involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah. It, if I ever needed, like for recording this album, like I had a lot of friends help me recording it.
Yeah.
If I needed equipment, like it's, you know, they would help mm-hmm. me out too. You know, it's really awesome. So it's not as challenging as I thought to do all this, and then,
yeah.
and then with doing the label thing too, I just feel like I can maybe help out a little bit better, you know, give back a bit,
yeah,
and, you know, cough up $20 to release their album, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that your production of the new album, some of the songs have a lot of post production. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Very good actually. So did you do all that on your own or with friends or?
Both
mm-hmm.
For some of it, the guy recording me, Chris Payne, thought it was like wacky, but it's mm-hmm. kind of what I wanted. I wanted the live set to be pretty different from the recorded version.
Yeah.
That way, it's you can tell that it's like this is what you know what I was working with, and this
yeah.
is what I tried. This is what I hear in my head. It's what I hear all this other stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I'm playing like. Acoustic, I really do hear like drums going on and stuff, and I hear like, you know,
yeah.
electric guitar and all that stuff, but not happening like live. But when I record it, I'd like for it to have that stuff just so people can feel more comfortable listening to it too. I want people to feel like they can, it's just a song that they can listen to, you know, not a big deal, not some like, you know, weirdo thing, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just enough of the some extra touch.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
too much, but
yeah,
good
yeah.
to make it. Punk badges and
yeah.
I mean like patches.
Mm-hmm.
How you call them? Patches or
yeah, patches.
Patches. So did you start from the listening to punk music and then starting to do your something completely different, or how did
you? No, I mean I've been listening to I listen to a lot of different types of music,
mm-hmm.
but I listen to mostly. I try to listen to like a lot of like just really like very regular like. 90s rock,
mm-hmm.
like I really like bands like Oasis and like
uh-huh.
Third Eye Blind and stuff,
uh-huh.
just because it's just nuts how I don't know, I really pay attention to lyrics and I really like their lyrics and stuff, and
uh-huh.
it's like I try not to get too out there or too indie. I try to keep it pretty basic just so that
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm comfortable with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to listen to music, it's just really comfortable.
Yeah.
I think it's stressful, but I delve into like punk and then like electronic music too, so
uh-huh.
just trying things out, and then and with folk too. I do listen to a lot of folk,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of pop punk, so it's just
mm-hmm.
but I mean, yeah, I don't know, I'm not too sure what if what people think I listen to based on my music, and I'm really not sure. It's kind of varies too, I think.
Mm-hmm. But what about some kind of, let's say, singer-songwriters? Did you get inspired by some that are close to your singing?
Yeah, I really like Cassio Tone. Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. He's a really awesome artist. For writing, I really did look up to Roy Orbison too.
Uh-huh.
He's an older singer, but
yeah.
His lyrics are extremely, extremely sincere.
Uh-huh.
And like when he's singing, you can feel it. And the way he did that, and he wasn't afraid to, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
really, really, really push it. That's something that really inspired me too.
Oh yeah, good. That's probably in the beginning is even harder.
It was really, that really inspired me. And then, mm-hmm. I don't know, just, and then also just a lot of friends' music. Hearing, like in high school, I'd go to a lot of shows and stuff, and then punk shows, and it kind of developed into me going to like weirder shows. And then
mm-hmm.
I started attending a lot more folky shows and like weirdo folk stuff, and then that inspired me to, like, you know, I'd see more and more solo acts, you know,
uh-huh.
and then that inspired me also to just kind of get up there and sing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on around here in California, weird folk.
There's definitely a lot of artists going on. And then that's how I met a lot of my friends that I have now too. Just going attending and, like, you know, letting them know how much I, like, appreciate what they're doing, how much I like it, and then just from there, just like going home and working on my own songs, and then
mm-hmm.
it was a slow progression, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean. I don't know. I'm not too sure what I was. It wasn't like I was listening to stuff and saying, like, you know, this is what I want to make. It was just kind of like, you know, I have these feelings and I'm watching these people make these songs. Like, I want to make songs about my feelings too.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what I have now. You know.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start? How many years ago?
I bought my keyboard in 2005, and I just tinkered with it. Until like 2006, maybe I had like maybe 4 or 5 songs on the keyboard, and then my brother got a guitar in 2005 when I got my keyboard,
mm-hmm.
Like shortly after, and then he never played it, so he gave that to me, and then so I started writing songs on guitar, but I didn't start playing out until maybe like 2007,
uh-huh.
And then I had my first album come out in 2008. And then, but playing out, like, I wasn't even playing out that much. I'd play, like, in my room, because I was,
uh-huh.
I tried doing, like, a house venue,
uh-huh.
out of my parents' house. I had
uh-huh.
my own room, and I just had bands come over and play in my room.
Oh, yeah.
And, but, like, after the show would end, some friends of mine would stick around, or some of the bands would stick around and stuff, and they'd ask me, like, hey, you know, oh, you have a keyboard, you have a guitar, like let's hear what you have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd just pick up something and just start, you know, playing like a song or two,
mm-hmm.
and then and that kind of like helped me, like confidence wise, you know, just kind of like I'm playing in front of people now, but not technically, you know. So
mostly yeah. among
For,
your friends,
yeah, mostly
the
friends.
Beginning.
Yeah, so it was
mm-hmm.
very very comfortable, and then it also made me feel like, you know, I can get like really sincere, because they know like a lot of these problems, and they know like
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm feeling, so it's just, you know, putting it to a tune, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a stretch.
Yeah.
And then I just started playing little shows in Los Angeles, like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through friends, like they would ask me to like open for them and stuff, and then to sure, you know, and try it out, and then to now it's cool. I'm able to tour and see California and see different places.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. I like it a lot. It's really I don't know. It's been nothing but good for me, I think.
Yeah.
Or mostly good. Mostly good.
So where have you been touring until now? Only California or wider?
Mostly California and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona, but then I go on another tour next month with this guy Chris Payne, who recorded mostly album, the all these songs about love, and then he also has a project called Whitman, and he has his own label too that released my my self-titled tape. Called his label's called Folktale. It's F-O-L-K Tale, T-A-L-E. And he's gonna be taking me on his tour, and for that one we're gonna go up to like Portland, and so I'm really excited for that, like Washington.
Oh yeah.
So it's gonna be really fun. And then we're gonna go up there, up north, and then back down into Nevada, and then through Arizona, and then back up into California. So that one's gonna be the longest tour I've ever been on. That's in January.
Uh-huh. Good. The whole January, or?
Yeah. Like I think it's from mid to late January.
Are you going to school also, or is
I'm
it
going to,
during the break, or?
No, I'm going to. I'm not going to like a traditional school. I'm going to a truck driving school. Because I'm trying to learn how to become a truck driver.
Yeah.
And so far I just have my permit, but I'm planning when I get back home from this tour to go in and take the tests to get my my Class A license, and then start driving trucks.
Yeah.
So it's not a traditional school, but it'll get me a good paycheck, I think. And it's good to have a career.
Yeah. So what about your plans with music? What kind of plans do you have, like, for the future?
Music?
In
the future, I don't know. I mean, I plan on always writing songs. You know, that's just something that's I can't really get rid of. I was thinking about that too. Like, you know, it's a real need for me. I think, like, when something really good happens, you know, I'll write a song. You know, when something really bad happens, I'll write a song. You know, it's I'm not doing that. I'm not writing the songs for people. I'm mostly writing them for me.
Yeah.
But I mean the fact that people are interested in putting it out, it's pretty cool. I'll always be writing songs, I think. Like, even when I'm, you know, no matter what I do, if I do this truck driver thing, or if I do, like, you know, a grocery store thing, or if I go to college or something, I'll probably always still write new songs.
Yeah.
And I have musically though, I mean, I have a tour coming up in January, and then I have to also finish a 7-inch for this label called Silencio, and then I have another tape coming out on Folktale. That guy Chris is going to release a tape for me, and I have to go home and finish that. And then I also have a CD coming out, and I'm hoping for it to come out next year. I've been really lagging on recording it, but it's for this label called Death by Mark that he told me a long time ago that he'd be willing to put out a CD for me. I write songs, but I'm really slow about recording them. Just because, like, I'll write a new song every month or every other week, you know. But I don't own any recording equipment, so, so I have to make the trips out to friends' house, and that's where, like, you know, I can't thank them enough for helping me out with that. And then we record in their house, and then they, you know, they feed me and they hang out with me, and so it's a really awesome family to be a part of.
It's great. So it seems like you have a lot of material then also.
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely have a lot of songs that were, you know, I made them up and then, like, never recorded them, and after, like, a month I forgot them, you know. I have a lot of those. I have a lot of songs that I'm always writing stuff, so. I don't really know too many chords, so it's not too hard to take, like, you know, 3 or 4 sheets of writing, take 2 chords, you know, make a song. It's not too hard. Like, I really enjoy it, you know. Whether or not people like to listen to it, I'm probably gonna still be doing it.
So how do you create? Do you write songs down on the paper and then put them into music, or?
Yeah, no, I write out mostly. I just write out, like, what I'm thinking, or, like, ideas of what I wanted a song to be about, and then once I have enough written down on a certain thing, I'll like, you know, put it up and then just start strumming, or, like, holding down or pressing down different chords and just seeing, like, where that feeling, like, lines up with the note, you know. And then from then on, then I'll, you know, it's a fairly simple process, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, no, I write out the words though. I mm-hmm. make sure I get that in there before I even touch the instrument. That way, it's not a the instrument doesn't like sway the feeling, you mm-hmm. know.
V današnjem RS intervjuju se je David Verbuč pogovarjal s kalifornijskim glasbenikom Johnom Barbo, a.k.a. Nicole Kidman, katerega novi album lahko poslušate kasneje v današnji tolpi bumov.
Intervju Radija Študent.